رمضان نايتس on البيان راديو.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another edition, another night, another episode of the Ramadan Nights program on البيان in this blessed month of Ramadan. I'm your host Abu Abdurrahman, and once again I'm pleased to be joined by my dear brother Sheikh Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Good to see you again.
Barakallahu feek, Sheikh Abu Abdurrahman. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all ours.
Allah yirda alayk.
We'd like to welcome all our brothers and sisters wherever you are watching and listening on 107.9 FM in Sydney. We will be on 107.9 FM in Sydney until the end of Ramadan. So please spread the word. And wherever else you are, you can listen on the Albayan Radio app if you're out of Sydney. Sheikh, let's get straight into it. Today we have the topic, the Sirat. What is the Sirat?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. Dear Sheikh Abu Abdurrahman, as we as Muslims are aware, part of our iman is to believe in the next life. And it is actually one of the six pillars of iman. To believe in the hereafter. And we know that the hereafter is made up of different stages. It starts from death until the person, inshallah, enters paradise, or those who disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah protect us, enter the hellfire. And one of those stations, Sheikh, is the most important of them, and it is what is known as the Sirat. And the Sirat is, as the scholars have explained, a bridge which is placed over the hellfire for people to cross in order to reach paradise. And this Sirat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa in minkum illa wariduha, that there is none of you except he will come to it. For it is a Sirat, a bridge that has been placed over hellfire as one of the final stations and the final tests as to whether a person succeeds and makes it over that bridge to eventually end in paradise, inshallah, or may Allah protect us, those who fall off the bridge and hellfire is waiting beneath it to consume them.
So every single person should be on high alert discussing the Sirat, because every single one of us, as you mentioned, Sheikh, is going to cross it, and every single one of us would want to know what will make us cross it safely.
No.
And therefore keep away from the things that will make you fall into it.
No.
So where do we start, Sheikh, discussing the Sirat after this introduction?
Regarding the Sirat, Sheikh, we have a number of ahadith in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which speak about the description of the Sirat. And these descriptions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, they in reality are there to for the Muslim to be cautious and to fear Allah azza wa jal, because they are not descriptions that a Muslim should take lightly. They are in reality scary descriptions regarding the Sirat. As we will see, it is not a Sirat that has been wide and easy to pass and whatever else. And because of that, the scholars of Islam have mentioned, just like many stations in the Akhirah, it is your a'mal and your iman that allows you to cross and pass. And if it is not for your a'mal and your iman, then it is very easy to fall off this bridge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and prepared. If we were to take one example to show the terror that happens on that day, and in particular at the Sirat, it's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he said that the saying of all the messengers at that time meaning we're at the Sirat, the saying of every single messenger will be, Allahumma sallim sallim. Oh Allah, save us, save us. And the ulama have said, if this is the word of the greatest of creation, the prophet and the messengers, from the fear that they witness at the Sirat, if they are saying these words, Allahumma sallim sallim, then what about those who are less than the prophets and the messengers? What about those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal? How terrified are they going to be when they witness a bridge, as it is going to be described, over a blazing fire?
Allahu Akbar.
Na'am, subhanallah, it is without a doubt something that the Muslim must prepare for.
Sheikh, now you mentioned actions. What's the link between the sirat over hell and the sirat that everyone has to cross, as you mentioned, and the actual sirat al-mustaqim in this life? Is there a link between the two?
Allah barik fiqh, Sheikh. That's a beautiful point. Something that, from my memory, unless I'm mistaken, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah speaks about, that there are two sirats in a person's life. And in order to be able to cross one, you have to cross the other. To be able to cross the sirat of the next life, you must live on the sirat al-mustaqim in this dunya, which is the straight path.
When we ask Allah for, in Surah Al-Fatiha, to guide us to every day.
Naam, that's exactly right. The sirat al-mustaqim, which we ask Allah frequently in our salah to place us on it, that is the straight path. It is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the path of the Quran and the Sunnah. It's the path of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is safe from all deviance, corruption, innovation, and misguidance. We frequently ask Allah to put us on that path to be guided. And as the ulama mentioned, for you to be able to cross the sirat over hellfire, you must live on the sirat al-mustaqim in this dunya. For they are the two sirats.
Allahu Akbar. That's Barak a profound Allah. Statement by Ibn al-Qayyim.
Naam.
It really puts everything into perspective.
Naam.
You want to cross the sirat over hell?
Naam.
Live on the sirat in this world.
100%.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful statement. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Yeah, what are we moving to next in regards to our discussion on the sirat?
Now, Sheikh, we go into some of the attributes of the sirat that have been taught to us in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And wallahi, my brothers and sisters, these attributes, as you will see, yani, the more we learn about them, the more we understand that it's only our iman that actually allows us to cross and nothing else. From the attributes of the sirat that has been mentioned in the sunnah, is that it is slippery and it is difficult for the feet to remain يعني, upright upon it. For the sirat is slippery and it is difficult for a person to be steady on it. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked about the sirat, he said, it is slippery. For this is the first attribute that we learn from the sunnah. So imagine a bridge over hellfire, and it is the most important path that you're going to cross, because it's either paradise or wal'iyadu billah hellfire. And subhanallah, one of the attributes of this sirat is that the feet are not steady on it. But this is where your iman comes into play, before it's your iman that allows you to be able to cross something like this.
I ask Allah's safety and protection and security, as the prophets will ask on that day. So Sheikh, it is slippery. What are some of its other attributes?
Also, from the attributes that have been mentioned in the Sunnah, Sheikh, is that the sirat has hooks on its sides, and these hooks serve the purpose of pulling whoever they are commanded to pull off the sirat and to cast them into hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, on the edges of the sirat are hooks which are hanging, ready to pull whoever they are ordered to. For these hooks are servants of Allah, and they are there to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and His command. And the sirat, Sheikh, as we know, it is not made for the disbelievers. As the people of knowledge have mentioned, the disbelievers are cast into hellfire long way before that. The sirat is made for two types of people, the believers and the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And as the hypocrites reach the sirat and they go on the sirat, they, them and the disobedient, will be ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal for the hooks to take them off the sirat and to cast them into hellfire. And this is how people will be thrown into hellfire, from the hooks that are connected to the sirat.
We seek Allah's protection. So it's slippery, it has hooks. What, any other attributes, Sheikh?
One more attribute, Sheikh, that came in the sunnah is that the sirat has been mentioned to be thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword.
Allahu Akbar.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was informed that the sirat is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. Subhanallah, if we were to think about this type of bridge, Sheikh, yani something that the mind cannot comprehend, what's thinner than a hair? And we are going to be walking over that. Thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword, with hooks on the side, and it's slippery. Fawallahi, if it is not for our iman, our deen, our commitment to Allah Azza wa Jal, how can we expect to pass?
We ask Allah to strengthen our iman and let it be nur for us and light and guide us on a day of judgment for us.
Allahumma ameen.
Bishak, we're going to continue inshaAllah with our discussion on the sirat next time, or we're going to continue tonight. You'd like to a bit more, or?
We'll take one more
perfect
attribute and then we'll leave the rest for the next segment inshaAllah. Regarding the sirat, Sheikh, two things Allah Azza wa Jal places on the side of the sirat to show the importance of these two things. The first one is the amana, and the second one is the raham, the trust and the ties of kinship. Allah Azza wa Jal, He places the amana on one side and the raham on the other, so that they can testify on everyone that is passing them for who fulfilled them and who neglected them.
Oh Allah.
For this shows the importance of trust. If you are entrusted with something, to fulfill that trust, for the amana will be there saying, oh Allah, He fulfilled me, oh Allah, He neglected me. And same thing for the raham, the ties of kinship between family. It will stand on the side of the sirat, and everyone passing, it will testify, oh Allah, He kept ties of kinship, and oh Allah, He broke ties of kinship. And imagine having the amana and the rahim testify against you right before you walk onto the sirat. The person will be doomed. For we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His protection.
Ameen, Shaykh. Barakallah feek thee, Shaykh. InshaAllah, we will be looking forward to the next segment regarding the sirat. A very fascinating topic and a very beneficial topic, as all topics regarding the last day, which are mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. And they're not just for entertainment, dear brothers and sisters. They're for us to prepare for. As we know, the Prophet ﷺ has taught us that don't ask when the day of judgment is, ask what you have prepared for it. And this is a motto that when hearing anything about the day of judgment, dear Sheikh, we should ask ourselves, what have we prepared? In specific to tonight's discussion, what have we prepared for this crossing over the sirat?
Well, without a doubt, Sheikh, the akhirah is there for us to prepare for it. These are things that are from our iman, and they are guaranteed, as Allah has spoken about them in the Quran and the Sunnah. And without a doubt, many people get very intrigued regarding when the day of judgment is, but they don't know that every individual has his own day of judgment, and that's the day that he passes away. For we should be preparing for that day.
We ask Allah for a good ending. Any final words, D. Sheikh?
That's all, Sheikh. Barakallah.
Barakallah. I'd like to thank you for being with us. I'd like to thank our team, our tech team, and all the brothers and sisters who are watching and listening, wherever you may be. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share away. And also that we will be on 107.9 FM in Sydney until the end of Ramadan. So please spread the word, and don't forget to download the Al Bayan Radio app. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.